You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We begin our 679th episode of Neon Jazz with Kansas City's most famous musician and one of the most popular ones around the world, Mr. Charlie Bird Parker, with the famed 52nd Street theme to begin this fully themed hour of jazz for you. The centerpiece will be the golden era of jazz from the 1940s and 50s to celebrate the new 2020 book, Sittin' In, by Grammy Award-winning music historian, archivist, author, and executive Jeff Gold. Profiled by Rolling Stone as one of the top five collectors of high-end music memorabilia, he is an internationally recognized expert who has consulted for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Museum of Pop Culture, and various record labels and cultural institutions. Sittin' In tells the little-known story of America's jazz clubs of the 40s and 50s in a very attractive, well-received book that has interviews interviews by iconic musicians like Sonny Rollins and Quincy Jones, giving first-hand accounts of those historic clubs. And this hour will profile the tasty music of that era and quotes from an interview I had with Mr. Gold about this very book. A book that almost wasn't. Have a listen to him explain.
So I had done two music-related books prior to this. You know, my bread-and-butter business is selling music collectibles and doing consulting for musicians' archives, essentially. And I had said to my wife, I'm never doing another book. They're just way too much work. And she kind of laughed and said, you know, you've said this before.
So decades before Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier, jazz clubs were among the first places in Jim Crow America where black and white people mixed in audiences and on stage. Jeff, he's a four-time Grammy-nominated art director and won the Grammy for Suzanne Vega's album Days of Open Hand. Over the years, he's worked with a lot of major people in music, like Prince, R.E.M., Madonna, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Police, Cat Stevens, Soundgarden, and Janet Jackson. This book's 200-plus images of never-before-seen club souvenir photographs featuring some of the fans posing with legendary musicians like Charlie Bird Parker, Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Count Basie, and the great Louis Armstrong. Again, Jeff explains the importance of this project.
And I started doing some internet research and saw there really aren't any collections of these online, and remarkably, there aren't any overall books on jazz clubs, which really surprised me. Nobody had ever done one. There were ones about specific clubs like Birdland or ones about the Chicago scene, but never a survey of book on jazz clubs. These things kind of stared me down over about 6 months, and eventually I decided the historian side of me won out over the I don't want to do the work side of me, and I thought, you know, people need to see these things. They're so incredible.
This is quite a refreshing time to drop a book celebrating live jazz as 2020 continues to move on in silence from the stage and the audience. And the collective reception to Sitting In has been stellar, as it should be. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town profiled in this new book for our lore on 18th and Vine to the current regime of clubs keeping the Kansas City jazz tradition thriving. From Benny Carter's rendition of Stompin' at the Savoy, we go next. It's off the CD Skyline Drive and Towards as this hour moves on.
Thank you.
That was the rhythm and blues saxophonist Big J. McNeely with the song Nervous Man, Nervous off his Best of 48 to 55 CD. So Jeff did talk to some impressive cats in this compilation of Sitting In, and Quincy Jones was one of them. This is what he had to say about the book. Big time props to my brother Jeff Gold. Sitting In covers the incredibly important role jazz played in integration. It was never about the color of your skin. Jazz was and is simply about, can you play, sucka? And that's exactly what this book's about. From one of my favorite albums of all time, any genre, this is The Man with the Horn, Miles Davis, with the tune Move off the 1957 Birth of the Cool from Capitol Records, man. Let's move. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's your man, IP, Ralph Peterson here. It's always a pleasure when I'm in the area to listen to my favorite jazz show, Neon Jazz, with my man Joe Domino. You know, I always like to wear sunglasses. I say because the future of jazz is so bright, we gotta wear shades. And in Joe's case, it's neon bright. So Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Don't you feel my lick, cause if you feel my lick, you want to feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you want to go up high. So don't you feel my lick. Don't you buy no ride, don't you buy no ride, cause if you buy some ride, you're gonna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie. So don't you make me high. You said you'd take me out and treat me fine, but I know there's something you got on your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine round place. Don't you feel my lick, don't you feel my lick, cause if you feel my lick, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg.
Was the famed New Orleans singer Blue Lou Barker with her most famous tune, Don't You Feel My Leg. So she was married to guitarist Danny Barker, and this tune was pushing the limits back in 1938. So there's another musician and thinker I admire quite a bit that got his hands on this volume and had some glowing words. It's from Mr. Henry Rollins. This is what he had to say about sitting in. In a word, exquisite. Meticulously laid out and extensively researched. It's a deep dive into this amazing period of American cultural history. And I'd say so. From the title cut off the 1958 masterpiece, Blues Walk, by legendary saxophonist Lou Donaldson, let's keep the music going.
Thank you. if you're around Kansas City, be sure to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Tomino.
Started to cry. Now you're acting crazy. Going out, you're acting fly. They tell me you took out insurance on me and you're hoping that I'll soon die. But I ain't not, I ain't man. Pretty baby, I ain't man. No, no, I ain't mad at you. Just change the way you do. I'm telling you, another lie. Now you going acting a fool and hoping that I'll soon die. Woman, I'm the man that made you. Well, I picked you out of the street. And if I ever quit you, you'll be walking your same old beat. Well, I found you, I ain't man. Pretty baby, I ain't man. No, no, I ain't mad at you. Just change the way you do. I'm telling you, I ain't mad. No, no, I ain't mad. Telling you, I ain't mad at you. Just change the way you do. You better change the way you do.
That was the blues and gospel singer, songwriter, radio disc jockey, community leader, and pastor Gapemouth Moore with the 1944 classic, I Ain't Mad at You, Pretty Baby. This cat had a mellow singing voice in the style of Billy Eckstein. So one of the big goals for Jeff was to get the jazz stories before they are gone. We know about that around here at the show. Have a listen.
Tail end of the 40s, as young as possible, you're 90 or older. It's going to be impossible to get first-hand accounts of what that was like in 10 or 15 years because there won't be anybody alive anymore. I thought, you know, I don't think these guys have ever done an interview before where they're talking about jazz clubs.
Off an essential 2014 CD celebrating the world of Lionel Hampton and his orchestra, this is the classic Central Avenue Breakdown as our celebration of jazz and the clubs and the live music continues on.
Thank you. to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Well, I'm from Chicago. I just left good old Garfield Avenue. Yes, I'm from Chicago. I just left good old Garfield Avenue. Well, my baby's gone, and I don't know what to do. Well, I heard my baby calling my name. Yes, I heard my baby calling my name. She didn't call it easy, but she called it so doggone plain. I made an awful big mistake. Oh, what a difference love can make. Please give my heart another break. Yes, Chicago's all right to visit, but please don't hang around. Well, if you ain't got your boots laced up, you'll be just another fool in town. Town, but you got a way of loving that'll make a preacher lay his Bible down. Yes, I love you, darling. Miss you in spite of all I say and do. Well, you miss using me, but it's all coming home to you. Well, let's turn out all the bright lights, pull the shades and lock the door. Take quilts off the bed, put the mattress on the floor. Yes, I love you, darling. Miss you in spite of all I say and do. And she said, I love you, yes I do, but I lost her on Garfield Avenue.
That was the big man of Kansas City, a legend, pianist and bandleader, James Columbus, Jay McShann, with the Garfield Avenue Blues. So during the heyday, he led bands with the likes of Charlie Parker and Ben Webster. And speaking of fans, Jeff got some thoughts on Sonny about that.
You know, we've seen pictures of Birdland, but they're pictures of the empty club or the performers on stage or, most of all, people standing outside the line or the marquee. You know, the awning outside, but you never see the fans. People like Sonny, who I asked about this, who said, yeah, you're playing in a small club. That audience is a band member. You're engaging directly with them and their energy. And then I started thinking about it. I thought, you know, you read people saying this, but you never really see who was there, ever.
This era simply wouldn't be complete without the cool of trumpeter and singer Chet Baker. Here's his take on the tune, That Old Feeling, as we keep digging into the classics around here.
Last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart. Still in my heart.
Hi, this is Chuck Israels. Listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino and enjoy the afternoon.
Thank you.
That was a legendary trumpeter, Donald Byrd, back in 1958 with the tune Off to the Races for Blue Note. And during the interview I had with Jeff, there was a musician that reached out to him with praise, and it was huge. Have a listen.
He said, oh, I'll buy one. And I said, no, I want to send it to you. I sent it to him, and he sent me the most effusive, wonderful, warm email about how just perfect this was. And I know he's a guy of very exacting taste. So that was just personally really heartwarming to, you know, have somebody that really, as a kid, The Lonely Bull, the first Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass single, was the first record I became obsessed with, a 7 or 8 year old.
So here's another quote from Herb on the collection. Fabulous, well thought out, beautifully put together, and artfully done with superb taste. A treasure for all who care. From the lad with some legendary fingers, here's trumpeter Theodore Fats Navarro with the song Going to Mittens off a 2009 Very Best Of collection, as our look into the music and era of sitting in begins to throttle down.
Bye.
Before we say goodbye and get into the final track from Diz, the practitioner of the bebop language with the song Bebop, we have some parting words from Jeff about the release of this very important book during a global pandemic and our need to feel connected to jazz no matter what, an art form that has always thrived and survived during the darkest American days. And this was his thought on the future as 2020 moves closer to an end here in mid-December.
You know, I'm optimistic that things will get back to normal eventually. Like the rest of the world, I can't wait.
A big gracious thanks to Jeff for the book, his interview, and making the world of jazz shine. As always, it was healing, man. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man sitting in with jazz on the brain, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, baby. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support all of the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.